This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you
Sort of bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You've tuned in listening for Bradley. He's off today. I'll be filling in today and tomorrow for him, Lord willing. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to both the Bible as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley. Like I said, today and tomorrow, they're out on the West Coast and ministering there. Live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where I am recuperating. Boy, I've had a rough week battling some gallstone attacks, and I'm hoping that I am on the way to recovery and dealing with those things in a sort of a natural fashion. So if you would, if Lord brings you me to your mind, you'd pray for me. I'd appreciate that. If you'd like to check us out online, our websites are the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, and also Twitter, if you want to follow Bradley there. That's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. He's got two E's, B-R-A-D-L-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Look, the talk has been quite a bit over the Florida shooting, and it should be, not in debate form. These town hall meetings mean nothing, okay? This CNN town hall meeting was not a town hall meeting. It was propaganda. That's what it was. This sheriff down there is an arrogant coward is what he is. I listened to his interviews where he talks about his great leadership, and even CNN's Jake Tapper had to call him a great leadership. You guys went to this kid's house for how many times? And look, I have everything in me asked the question. I know the kids confessed to it. I get it. I'm also aware of the mind control things that our government has. I'm not saying that was used, but I'm saying I'm aware of it. I'm aware that he was on all kinds of different psychotropic drugs. I'm aware that he had a history of, you know, abusing other students, his parents. And that's why the sheriff's department had been called out there. Ironically, the sheriff's department, the sheriff there says, oh, we're going to arm our officers with AR-15s while calling for you to be disarmed of your AR-15. You see, something stinks in all of this. And I'm going to show you a little bit more in the second segment, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Senator Chris Murphy's statements. Some things I wrote this one on Saturday, I believe it was, titled, "Yes, Senator Murphy, you are responsible for a mass atrocity greater than all the school shootings put together." Because Senator Murphy, there's no nice way to put it. I listened to conservative pundits, and none of them want to call people liars, but Senator Murphy is a liar. There's no nice way to put it, okay? And he's a liar because the facts are not on his side. And I'll show you some of that in a little bit. But going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can check out that article. That one's out Saturday. We also have the school shooting plot exposed. You won't believe who set it up.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join in at any time and give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, let me let you in on a couple of things and then I want to jump into where we're going with the Florida shooting. A couple of articles there. Florida student, police firing blanks before school shooting. That's what he said. Why? Because there was also, in addition to the fire alarm drills, was also one of these active shooter drills going on as well. Now, most of you don't give that a thought, but I think I brought this up the other week when I called in and talked with Bradley. Why would you take your kids in a place, not only to be indoctrinated, okay, but why would you put them in a place where they're going to have these Pavlov-type tactics? Scare you into submission, scare you into running, scare you into all this stuff. Well, they need the drill so they can prepare. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe this is what this is all about so they can prepare? And have them go running out into the, you know, the hallway, running out of school and stuff? I mean, isn't that what we're told that the alleged shooter wanted them to do? They wanted them to run out in the hallway so we could take them out? Stop and just think about that for a second. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, school shooting plot exposed. You won't believe who set it up. That one's going pretty viral right now, so take a look at that. Also, the deadliest school attack in the U.S. was erased from history because it wasn't done with a gun, sonslibertymedia.com. A couple of points I want to make, and then I want to talk about this Senator Murphy's comments he gave shortly after the shooting. One is, something just does not make sense in alleged eyewitnesses' accounts of what was going on with what we have been told by those who do the arresting and even the video footage that we have. For instance, we have a teacher down in Florida. Her name is Stacy LaPelle. She's a language arts teacher at the school there. She said they were in a great mood. The students were in a great mood. They listened to music, wrote love letters on the afternoon of Valentine's Day. And that's when she heard a popping sound. Okay? She unlocked her door. I don't know why the classroom door would have been locked in the first place, but she unlocked the door, and a flood of students came running in. Now, she then told ABC News that she stood about 20 feet away from the man that's identified as Nicholas Cruz. Now, you're going to have to tell me how she knows that because of what she says, okay? She urged fleeing students to seek shelter in a classroom. Remember, she's standing 20 feet from him while he's shooting. And she's on the third floor. She said, I don't know how many kids were in there, but I just started pulling them in and shouting at them to get in the room. Then, she says, had I not relocked it, the shooter could have come right into my door. Well, the reality is, if he wanted to shoot out the lock, he could come at the door anyway. I mean, that's the reality. But here's what ABC reports that LaPelle communicated to them about the shooter. At first glance, LaPelle said she thought the shooter could be a police officer because of the way he was dressed in, quote-unquote, full metal garb, complete with helmet, face mask, and bulletproof armor. I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, she said. And I'm just looking at him, but I'm still getting the kids knowing this is an emergency. Okay? Now, we have another report out of Naples Daily News that tells us that Cruz took an Uber car, golden colors from the report, to school. Carried additional ammunition. He concealed an AR-15. Okay, now I don't know how that's possible. Kid didn't have a jacket on. I mean, you've seen the arrest photos, folks. And from the report, we're told that somebody saw him get out of the car, and inside of a minute, there were gunshots being fired. This is from Naples Daily News. What's interesting is here's this teacher saying somebody's come up with body armor, a helmet, a mask, and they're shooting. The person who says they saw Nicholas Cruz get out identified him in the very clothes that he's wearing that you see him in the arrest. Burgundy shirt, dark pants. Says he was firing, so they heard gunshots within a minute. Here's what they say. The witness says he saw Cruz arrive at the school in a small gold-colored vehicle. He was wearing a maroon shirt, black pants, and a black hat, and carried a black duffel bag and backpack. The witness told deputies this. And the witness also remembered that, obviously, Cruz had some trouble in the past. Also said he went toward the school buildings. Not a minute later, the witness heard gunshots and called a code red. I mean, is this guy throwing things on inside of a minute and they don't notice this? I really am finding some of this a little more difficult. He's got to go up three stories, right? Because this teacher said, well, he was on the third floor too. Something doesn't add up. I know he's confessed. But something doesn't add up with a lot of what we're being told. Not to mention, we have people like David Hogg and his family. Boy, that's an interesting thing. What's going on with his family? You know, they have a couple of multi-million-dollar homes. His dad's just former FBI. His mom's a teacher there in Florida. How do you get that kind of money to be doing that? I mean, I guess maybe there's an inheritance, or is there, and you can organize these anti-gun rallies. You can have a speech ready that you can't even remember the lines for after that. And then he can pull together, because his mom's buddy with CNN, he can pull together Facebook and YouTube and Twitter to start eliminating people who want to call him out because he's unbelievable. And now he can go on television and thank all the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists for helping get the message out. Yeah, something is rotten in Denmark, folks. I'm just telling you. Again, I'm like Bradley. I'm not saying nobody was killed, nobody was shot. I tend to believe probably the opposite. That probably is true. But the fact of the matter is, all of this cover-up, look, all of this cover-up and stuff, all of these shots at people who even want to ask questions, logical questions, about whether these kids are being coached. That's why Jim Hoffa wasn't welcome at CPAC either. He simply said, they're being coached. They are. To call somebody a conspiracy theorist over that is ridiculous. You can hear the people coaching him. And sadly, it's coming from conservatives, too. I mean, I got an article today about how inviting Sheriff David Clark. Look, David Clark's got his problems, too. He was a sheriff that wanted to defend, if you will, abortion clinics from people who simply wanted to voice that it was wrong. And he was claiming he was somehow upholding the law, which is ridiculous. But he's got his problems. But on this issue, when he said George Soros' fingerprints are all over, you're right. They are. They're all over it. And yet, the Washington Examiner had an article, I believe it came out today, saying, well, David Clark speaking at CPAC would be a gift to the left because he said that. Because he's calling into account a conspiracy. But you know what, folks? A conspiracy is nothing more than two people agreeing to do something, good or bad. It's all two people have. I mean, there only have to be two people involved. And you watch the David Hogg video and you tell me there aren't two people involved, one coaching him and him being on the camera. That's the very definition of it. Now, how much?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sons of Liberty. Tuned in listening for Bradley. He's off today. He's ministering out on the West Coast, he and his family. And I'll be filling in for him today and tomorrow. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to join in at any time, you can call in at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. And we're talking the Florida shooting, and specifically, I'm going to deal with Senator Chris Murphy from Kentucky's comments the other week as he took to the Senate floor regarding what was going on there, okay? So here's from the article, and you can read this at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's what he had to say. As we speak, there's a horrific scene playing out at a high school in South Florida. Turn on your television right now. You're going to see scenes of children running for their lives in what looks to be the 19th school shooting in this country, and we've not even hit March. Now, if you're like me, you probably go, wait, 19th shooting? What are you talking about? Because you haven't heard a lot of this kind of talk, right? Well, Senator Murphy is deriving his numbers from known liars every town, okay, that's led by Shannon Watts, who has lied and said all these people in America are for these more background checks and stuff. And you say, well, aren't you for more background checks, Tim? No, I'm for, why don't you give those criminals justice and quit infringing on the law-abiding people's rights? I shouldn't have to jump through hoops, get my fingerprints, go through a background check and everything if I haven't committed a crime. Should I? Tell me how that makes sense. Well, it's to make sure the bad guys don't. Well, if you dealt with the bad guys justly, you wouldn't need the background checks. And that is what, that's part of government's role, to deal with the bad guys. Give them justice, not a prison sentence, justice. So you got people that murder, you got people that kidnap, you got people that rape, you got people that do those kinds of things. The Bible has about 10 or 12 things that are death penalty issues. And you put them down so you don't have to deal with that. Okay? I make no bones about it. That would be justice. Instead, we have injustice done to the criminal and injustice done to the victims. Because we're caging the criminal up like an animal. And then we're forcing everybody else to pay for them. Okay? But every town, what they did was they made a list, and you can read this in the article, of 19 different school shootings of what they say. Some of these are just kind of silly. I mean, to be declared school shootings because a bullet happened to be on school property. Okay? For instance, one student was shot and injured in the school parking lot during an attempted robbery. Okay? Another one was that, and in many cases, no injuries even occurred. Nobody was wounded. Nobody was shot. Nothing. One guy accidentally brought, he brought a semi-automatic handgun to school. He was 12 years old and it accidentally went off. And that one, 4 students were injured. That sounds like a parenting problem. Doesn't sound like a gun problem to me. Have another one, a third grader pressed the trigger of a law enforcement officer's handgun. You say, why are you laughing? I laugh at it because I'm thinking, what are you thinking, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer, that this kid, the third grader, could reach the trigger of your handgun? I mean, do you not have a holster that keeps that thing from being touched? I do. No one was injured in that. But that's considered a school shooting, too. A middle school student shot himself in the bathroom and was pronounced dead at the scene. He didn't come in there to commit a school shooting. He came in there to kill himself. Third grader. What is going on in that? And what was going on in that child's mind? Where are parents? A middle school student shot himself in the bathroom of the school. That was the one I just said. I'm sorry, I got off the line here. Another one near Seattle. Bullets fired by an unidentified shooter entered an administrative office. No injuries are reported. They don't even know who shot. Could have been somebody outside. Gunshots were fired from a vehicle in the parking lot of a college dorm, entered through a window, but didn't injure anybody either. And there are several like that. But those are considered school shootings, and that's what Mr. Murphy is jumping on. He's hoping that you will identify all of these things as the same thing as what's being perpetrated down in Florida. He wants you to think of it that way. Okay? That's how he's presenting it. And this is a guy up in Connecticut. And you know, Connecticut, I've got friends up there. I've got one that left. And they tell me, yes, it's strictly communist up here. And it's killing the work. It's killing the economy. It's killing everything. Freedoms. And people are leaving in droves. And there's not going to be anything left up there in Connecticut. And it's a shame. Connecticut has a lot of American history where our forefathers stood up against this kind of nonsense. They didn't take it. They literally were up in arms. I know people don't like to hear that talk, but that's what they were. And yet, Senator Murphy doesn't provide anything that can actually, I don't know, benefit the stopping of any of this stuff. Because writing more laws doesn't stop criminals. And I'm amazed at quote-unquote conservatives who are willing to cave on, okay, yeah, we should ban bump stocks. How's that going to stop anything? I mean, you're taking on the mindset of those you say you oppose. Oh, write more laws. That'll stop it. No, it won't. Does the law of God stop sinners from sinning? No, it just tells them when they do sin. That's what the law does. It says you crossed the line, buddy. Now there's punishment to be meted out. Senator Murphy didn't praise gun-free zones, I can tell you that. You know, the place where he lives there in D.C. is pretty much a gun-free zone. And you know that 90% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones? He didn't bring that up. And then he came along and he told another huge whopper. He said, this happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. School shootings. The epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting, it only happens here, not because of coincidence, not because of bad luck, but as a consequence of our inaction. We are responsible for a level of mass atrocity that happens in this country with zero parallel to anywhere else. I mean, there's a couple of whoppers in there, especially that last one. There is a list in this article if you want to check it out at sonslibertymedia.com. Yes, Senator Murphy, responsible. You are responsible for a mass atrocity greater than all the school shootings put together. There is a long, lengthy list of school shootings. Do you know that in 1907, in the country of Chile, there was a school shooting in which 2,000 plus people were killed? Hadn't heard that in the news, have you? Senator Murphy ain't going to tell you that either. He's just going to lie to you because he's got a gun control, gun confiscation. It's not gun control. It's gun confiscation agenda. What about in 2004? 334 people were killed in a school shooting. That didn't happen in the U.S. either. That happened in Russia. Maybe this one. In 2000, somewhere between 165 and 191 people were killed in a school shooting. Didn't happen in the U.S. either. That was Indonesia. Oh, maybe this one. 1990, 158 people were killed in a school shooting. Nope, didn't happen in U.S. either. Chicolata. Chicolady. I don't know how you even say that name. Sri Lanka is the country it's from. 2014. 149 were killed while 114 were wounded in a school shooting. Didn't happen in the U.S. That was Pakistan. 2015. 148 were killed. 79 were wounded. That was in Kenya. Then there was between 46 and 100. We don't really know who were killed. 167 wounded in a school shooting. That was in 1976 in Thailand. Those are the first seven in the list until we finally get to 1927, where 44 were killed, 58 were wounded in Michigan. And from there, the numbers are what they are. But you can see this definitely is not something that is just stays here in the U.S. And it isn't because of the Senate's inaction. Okay? The Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives have no authority to act on arms. Zero. And it's time we started standing up, not just on the Second Amendment, but all of the Constitution, and start calling these people out. Doesn't matter what their jersey is. I saw people cover for Donald Trump when he lobbed the missiles into Syria. He had no constitutional authority to do it. None. Zero. You want to talk about impeachment? He should have been impeached for that. You want to talk about this banning of the button? He should be impeached for that. But you want to talk about it? We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Curran. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Segment of Sons of Liberty Radio. Want to call in, get a last word in, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so Senator Murphy has told us that school shootings, it only happens in the U.S. and it happens because of the Senate's inaction. And again, the Senate has no business, has no authority, no constitutional authority to deal with the issue of arms of any kind, in restricting or regulating them among the people. He concludes his statement by saying, "As a parent, it scares me to death that this body doesn't take seriously the safety of my children." And it seems like a lot of parents in South Florida will be asking that same question later today. Now, of course, he's giving this statement on the day of the shooting. But here's the deal. Not only does the Senate and the House of Representatives not exist and have no authority to restrict or regulate arms, they don't exist to ensure the safety of your children, Senator Murphy. That's your responsibility as a parent. And if you're too squeamish to carry a gun, You don't have any better sense than to send your kids to indoctrination centers where they can be shot up after you and your colleagues have said, hey, Mr. Shooter, you really want to do this without any kind of infringement on your murderous intentions? Guess what? We've made all of these schools where we send our children that we claim to love to be indoctrinated. We've also sent them there so you can just go in with your gun because you don't care anything about our laws and you can just murder our children. You see, that's what Senator Murphy actually believes. That's what his actions tell us, whether his words say it or not. He backs all of that. But it's worse. It's worse what he backs. You know, those bodies there in Washington did not exist to, quote unquote, keep our children safe. They exist to uphold the Constitution. And the Second Amendment is a part of that. If you care anything about teaching your children, about your children's safety, first, teach them at home like the Lord commands, Deuteronomy 6. When you're walking, when you're waking up, when you're lying down, wherever you are with them, it's like this constant thing. You're instilling your values in them. And you can do so. You protect your own kids, right? You got your guns at home. You protect your own kids. You don't need the government's anything for that. But what he doesn't tell you is that he is silent on the Holocaust that is taking place in America for the past 5 decades. The murdering, the dismemberment, the beheading of 60 million Americans under the guise of being pro-choice. Now, they never finish what that pro-choice is, but it means pro-choice to murder your baby. That's what it is. Did we hear Senator Murphy decrying this injustice? Nope. Why? Because there's money to be made on that. There's power to be gained in the other. And Senator Murphy is nothing more than a little communist. There's no way to say it. He is not American in his ideology. He may be American by birth, but ideologically, he's a communist. It's seen in his socialism. It's seen in his thumbs up for the murder of the unborn. It's seen in his anti-gun rants. All of that. We need to call these people what they are. He is one directly opposed to everything that our founders sought to establish. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life. Life. Everybody I talk to who is anything other than seeing life beginning at conception is all over the map when you start pressing questions on them because they don't know. The best thing to do would be just to trust the Creator, right? Before I knew you, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Life is given by God. It is given at conception. It's an amazing thing that in the enlightened age, that we'll call a one-celled amoeba life, but the one cell, when it comes together in conception and it begins to break off into other cells and form a human body, we won't call that life. See how blind men are? They think they're enlightened. They think they have eyes that can see and ears that can hear. But they're stupid. I don't mean they're dumb. I mean they're deaf. They're blind. Somehow Senator Murphy finds himself on the side that would stand against our founders, infringe on our rights, while pontificating about his emotional imbalance and inability to correctly care for his children as he should. So keep that in mind the next time people like little communists like Senator Murphy cry about school shootings while allowing 3,000 innocent babies to be dismembered, beheaded, and murdered every day under their watch. This has nothing to do about children. doesn't have anything to do about, even about school safety. It has to do about taking your rights away. It has to do about power. It has to do with establishing a different form of government here in this country. That's what it has to do with. And there is no excuse for us to continue to go down this road and act like that's not what it is. And if I can, we've got just a couple of minutes here. Nobody's called in, so guys who are on our side, the conservatives, the constitutionalists, the Christians, are you willing to compromise certain things for quote-unquote safety, security? A lot of people were right after 9/11, weren't they? They just went right along with George W. Bush, Patriot Act. Now we got this criminal pact with the TSA, infringing on rights left and right over there. Are you willing to do that now? Because here's the thing. When I watched that CNN town hall meeting, here's the thing that stood out to me. All those kids got up. The one girl just kind of cracked me up. Shaves her head. Told the NRA spokeswoman, you know, we defend your children better than you. Now, she didn't take the bait on that. But here's the thing. What that little girl doesn't realize, if they move to do this, and by some miracle, I don't even know if it's a miracle, they were able to disarm the public completely, she would be the one growing up under that, not us. You see, when I speak about these things, when Bradley speaks about these things, it's not just about us. I mean, yeah, it's about us, but it's about those who come after us. It is about our children. We do care for them. We don't want them growing up where the government is the one that has all the guns and we have nothing to defend ourselves with. And our founding fathers didn't want that either. And these kids don't understand that. They think communism is cool because you get free stuff, right? Get free stuff, live in a utopia because nobody has guns except those who are sometimes most likely to use them in a wrong way and have the power to cover it up. And we're seeing more and more of that evidence within law enforcement anyway. These kids don't even understand what they are really promoting. They're useful idiots. They haven't thought it through. And nothing that they're promoting, nothing that Senator Murphy could put forward, will stop a school shooting, will stop a supermarket shooting. Won't stop shooting anywhere because you're not dealing with the human heart. And the only one who can deal with the human heart is God himself. He does so by the power of the gospel that is preached, that speaks about the righteousness that comes from outside of us. It comes from him. It comes from his son, the Lord Jesus, who didn't run when the heat was on, but he went willingly to do his father's will at the cross, to die on behalf of sinners, sinners just like you and me. And now the command is for us, repent, turn from your sin. You want?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.